Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tiffany Haddish's crazy sex confession about Nicolas Cage.
That was my first big O.
Then Britney's back, bitch. Literally, she's stripping down and telling the haters to kiss her ass. Plus, Christina Hack defends her new man and admits she's been healed by psychedelic toad venom. What's going on here? It is Friday, you guys, and things are getting crazy here on Daily Pop. Justin is out, still on vacation, so Victor Cruz is back. Yes. Yes, and you love her on Dancing with the Stars. Everybody, please welcome Cheryl Burke. Thanks for joining me today, you guys. I need this energy. It's Friday. We made it to the weekend.
We're here. Made it.
Victor's here. I love when Victor's here. All right.
Always a good time.
Let's start with Tiffany Haddish. She's talking sex, orgasms, and Nicolas Cage. So Tiffany is in a new movie with Nicolas and told NPR that working with him brought back a wild memory from a movie theater back when she was 17 years old. Listen to what happened when she was watching Face Off.
It was my first time being fiddled with. I will say like that. Okay. And as
thank
I was
you, Nicolas Cage.
As I was achieving a momentous moment that I had never experienced in my life, I opened my eyes and the eyes of Nicolas Cage are looking into my eyes, super big, right? So, and that was my first big O. And it was just like, oh, I have to tell him this story so it can go away.
Okay, she says they had a good laugh when she told him. Would you guys ever fess up to a story about something like this with somebody?
Well, you know, I have to say, I don't think I've told my husband this, but I was a fan of Mrs. Doubtfire,
okay,
right, when we were kids, and Boy Meets World. And I think it's weird. I was kind of like playing it cool, like, oh, I don't even know who you are, just marry me, you know?
Right,
and
right.
Just, I think, I don't know if I'll ever tell him, unless if he sees this.
Well, I think he's going to watch this
he
and
might
now
just,
it's out.
Yeah, already done. Wait, yeah. Run away, but.
You didn't have an orgasm to Miss Doubtfire, though, did you? Is that?
No,
listen,
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Speechless. Things have happened. Would you, I guess.
I don't think I'd fess up to something like this, especially if it was Nicolas Cage, right. Face Off, and I'm, you know, she was being fiddled with in the theater.
Like,
I don't know if I'd admit to this. I think I'd just go on with my life and not and just block
it out.
You know, just make the mental block.
Well, that was the thing, because when I first originally heard the story, I, for some reason, thought she was alone doing that. I don't know why I didn't assume there was another
like
person. It got very, I thought she was taking, I thought she was taking her time by herself in the theater to enjoy Nicolas Cage. So this makes more sense. She was messing around as a 17-year-old girl in the theater.
Yeah.
17 doing that in the theater is like, kind of like late, right? No?
It feels right on. It feels spot on.
It's, it me like too. Right I thought
maybe,
it felt
might be
spot
a year
on.
In at
yeah.
that point, but it feels
okay.
spot on.
Okay.
I just wonder, did she climax in 60 seconds? Is the question.
That's
the question.
God.
I didn't like that one.
Did her
that.
Partner?
Look at that. Look at that.
Okay.
I've been holding that one all morning.
I like it. You were like, I have this ready.
Had
I'm gonna
tuck.
Put it in the holster and I'm gonna bust it out when it's time.
I like it.
All right. This show is very weird today. Okay. So the next story, Christina Hack is defending her new relationship and she's even going Instagram official with her new man, Joshua Hall. But let's not bury the lead here. Okay. So Christina also admitted that she healed years of anxiety, guys, by smoking a Bufo toad. So that's toad venom, and apparently it's a hallucinogenic.
That's
you know what?
Right
they
now.
Bring out the sound effects when Victor is here.
That.
Okay? So Apparently, okay, so anxiety's gone. You can smoke a Bufo Toad, apparently, which sign me up. If it's going to rid you of anxiety and stress, I will smoke anything.
No way. Well,
she also said in 15 minutes after taking it, she was, like, cleared of all this stress and was, like, seeing clearly.
My husband has 40 reptiles under our house. I'm not even kidding. He's got iguanas he's been raising for the last 25 years. He's got tortoises. I don't think I'd go near any of them, those, especially when it comes to venom. Like, there's no way. And hallucinogenics, no, no, no. We're going to just do it the old school way, and we're going to feel the feelings. Yeah.
Feel the feelings, go to therapy, do all
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Are you smoking a toad? If it really was going to heal you, if you had a guarantee.
I need to, I'm the type of person that needs to see someone else do it.
Yeah, right.
See the
see
side
if they
effects.
Die first.
Yeah, but I need to be there with her. Like, how are you feeling? Like, and have the Q&A. Like, how do you feel now? Like, how is this 15 minutes has passed? Everything's clear? No more stress?
Yeah.
Let me get a hit of that.
Let me
see what's going on here.
Toad. I have never even heard about
that. But the venom feels, I don't know, feels
the
scary.
The venom is,
that
I
part's
think,
taking
I didn't
me
even
back.
Know toads also, had venom.
You know what? That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I feel
I thought only snakes had venom.
Right. Toad. I feel like you feel like toad's like a friendly amphibian. Like,
you kiss a toad, it turns into a prince.
There you see the lies we've been fed about fairy tales, ladies?
Don't believe it. Right. Yeah.
Christina says she spent a few months getting to know Joshua and loved every second of it. And her message for her haters, I love when we say that. So, yes, another relationship. And guess what? I'm 38 and I will do what I want. Okay. We debate.
Thank you.
All right, so was it smart for her to post something like this? Or do you guys, I mean, when people are coming after you and giving you crap about decisions you're making in your life, do you feel it's best to address it? Or are you just like, say whatever you want about me, I don't care?
I just block them.
Okay, good.
It bothers me that much, but I think it's best just silence is very powerful.
Agreed. I'm the same way. I feel like you just got to keep things to yourself. The moment you start spewing things out to people and letting your business out into the street, so to speak, that's when people get a hold of it. They have opinions. Then they carry it on forever.
It turns, I was going to say, it turns into a bigger story.
Keep it within yourself. Keep it within the people that are in this story with you, that are in this life with you.
And don't you feel like when you do comment or confront somebody or go out there, it's because you are angry and it is getting to you and you give people that power.
Yeah, exactly.
That just helped me in my personal life. I'm not going to confront somebody I'm annoyed with. I'm not going to give away my power. All right, don't forget, this comes right after her ex was spotted with Renee Zellweger. Do you guys think the timing of Christina's post has anything to do with her ex dating? So obviously she was married. Mm-hmm. They broke up very quickly after they got together. He's now dating Renee Zellweger randomly somehow. And now she's coming out that she's with a new man. Do you think that timing is tied?
Yes. This is the classic case of you outside with your new girl.
I'm
outside with my new man.
Yeah.
Like this is what we're doing.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Right?
It's the classic. I've seen it in high school. Yeah. All the way up to my adult life.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's also one of those things that, like, if you're going to be with somebody and it's going to only last as short of amount of time as they were together, and I don't even know exactly.
Just for the Mexico getaway.
Right. It was so quick. You both know you are very much not in this relationship. So it can't be surprising when you move on fast. It's almost like it didn't really happen.
Right. Right. But it's like the other guy and Renee Zellweger, that's real.
That's real. And also, like, how did he? We're just dying to know how the two of them connected and met. Like, how do you just stumble into Renee Zellweger? I've never seen
her. One of those dating apps? I don't know them. I don't know the dating app, but yeah.
Okay,
maybe.
Or Whole Foods. They could just run to each other.
By the way, Victor, don't do the Whole Foods.
Perfect place to meet someone.
It's for sure Whole Foods.
Whole Foods just opened.
100%. Produce, too. Produce section.
Yeah, always.
With a mask on or no mask?
We're out of that, so there's no mask.
They
did the face like, oh, Renee, hey, good to see you.
It's just in the eyes.
All right, Chelsea Handler. I'm happy they're together regardless. Chelsea Handler is getting people all riled up. She posted the toilet paper question about doing it over or under, you guys, writing, I've been debating this for way too long. So a lot of stars are weighing in. Kelly Ripa, Octavia Spencer, and Jennifer Gardner all say over. But quite a few people are saying under as well. So I have to ask. Over or under? What's the preference here?
I mean, I use baby wipes only.
That's a fresh bitch.
Only?
Only,
number one and number two, baby wipes?
Yep.
Got it.
I really appreciate that and feel disgusting that I don't.
Yeah, because, like, actually, after using baby wipes, and then, like, for some reason, if you run out and you have to use toilet paper, it's just not okay.
And I have an abundance of baby wipes, so I'm going to get on that, okay?
Yeah, you should.
I got to stay on the baby wipes
Let's
for
do
a
it.
Second.
Victor, it's your show. You do it.
There's a level of moisture that comes after the baby. Do you wipe that off? Because it could be swishy on the way out.
Wow. It's a very valid question. It is, because you want to make sure when you're pulling things up. This is not my fault, by the way, just so everyone knows at home. It is. You don't want there to be, as he said, swishy.
Yeah, but over.
Got it. Okay. Got it. I'm a person, I like over, but I do feel like under, you get a cleaner rip.
Oh, my gosh.
You get, like, once you unfold, you get a clean. If it's over, if you do the rip wrong, the whole thing can just go.
So I'm like,
can
you,
just go over.
I'm also taking it seriously.
I'm also strong, and I think I use too much
force.
Especially when I'm, like, drunk pooping, I'm a little strong.
By the way, it's called booze poos, always.
Is that what?
Yeah. Hello. Duh. I am.
Gosh.
Well, now I have to, like.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. Duh. It's like a club. Anyway, moving on.
I'll write that one
over.
Down.
I'm over.
You're doing a reach motion.
Well, I'm just trying to, like,
over.
I'm just, like, over, because if I go under, I don't want to grab anything from under.
No, I'm one of these, so I'm like, what? Ah, I got to do
that. Oh, are you like Zorro?
I think I'm
one.
Some sort of superhero.
That was
so
really
you're, like,
sure.
Option C.
Okay, so whip it and under. Whip, okay, I'm doing over. And now I'm doing baby wipes.
I'm going about baby wipes.
Baby wipes.
Okay.
I'll bring you some, don't worry. You're going to be here all next week. Justin's going to be gone for a long time. Coming up, Hollywood's packing on the PDA more than ever. What gives and how do we really feel about it? Plus, which celeb brought this six-pack to the party? See if you can guess the abs when we come back. Okay, I know the abs.
Mark Ballas. Just kidding.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Get working before night. Welcome back to the show we're doing. Before the break, we asked which star was showing off these tatted abs. You guys, I know who this is, obviously. Do you know who this is?
Mark Ballas.
Is this Travis Barker?
Oh, my God. I am here way too much. This is pathetic. Give us some more guesses. Or don't.
Harry Styles.
I would have never guessed that.
Harry Styles.
How did you... I knew from the moment that butterfly flashed in front of my eyes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Are you guys into tattoos? Is this a deal breaker?
No, I have zero tattoos.
You don't have one?
I don't have one. Not a deal breaker, though. I'm a fan of you know, women and other dudes that have tats or whatever. It's all good. It's all
okay, so you're just not into them for yourself.
I think for me, I missed the window. Like, I can't be 34 getting my first tat. It's just not.
I get that.
You know,
I think
the window of getting my first tat, it passed. I'd rather buy clothes. I was buying clothes and sneakers at that time.
We are one in the same.
Exactly.
Yes.
Maybe not Bottega, but I'm buying tats.
Did you just call them out? Victor, what I didn't even know what my shoes were. Thank
stop.
You.
I do this.
Yes.
Know, do
okay. You know everything.
But
okay.
I'm not the biggest tattoo guy, to be honest. I'd rather go buy. Both
like not even like a friendship tattoo behind the ear.
No. Now, if there was something meaningful that like maybe my daughter wanted to do with me at some point, or like mom or like sister, then I'd entertain it. But I'm always so scared of someone like messing it up.
It's definitely very stressful.
Right.
What about you? Do you have any?
Zero.
We are all tattoo virgins. It's very rare that you don't meet somebody at least with one tattoo in some place.
Did you ever think about it?
Yeah, but I pierced my ear instead myself. That was a dare, so I had to do it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so no tattoos. All right. In today's Pop of Love, PDA is back in such a big way, it's even being featured in the New York Times. Celebrity couples like Courtney and Travis and Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are already on top of this hot trend. I love that we're calling it a trend. And love to show off their love. So, are you guys all about the PDA? Do you save it for the bedroom? What level of PDA are we talking? You doing drunk PDA? Like, give me everything.
Well, I'm sober, so no drunk PDA.
Good
but
point.
Yes, I used to, maybe.
Okay.
Those would be erased the day after. My husband and I, we don't like to show our lovemaking on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Definitely
not. For you.
Not. No.
Well, I'd like to take this moment to look into this camera here and say I'm a huge fan of PDA. I love it. I love it out in public, at restaurants. You want to hold my hand, you want to touch the inside of my thigh.
I'm gonna lick
you want to kiss
face.
Me on the neck. Yeah. I'm here for it, and I will kiss you in return. I am not shy.
Wow.
I am not someone that's going to hide from the
call
PDA.
Victor.
I'm open and forward with it. I love it.
Yes.
Do you like
I'm a fan.
I like that.
There you go.
You definitely
they
sold America.
They have not clapped for us in months. They were like, they're
serious. That was an ovation. That was a borderline ovation.
That was ovation.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Remember when I asked you if I was polite and everyone gets silent? So, it's okay. So you're big on PDA. Do you like to see it from celebrities, though?
Yeah, I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
You like the good old lick on the face?
I like this is, wow, this is aggressive here. But I'm here for all of it. Like, if you want to show your public display of affection in public to everyone, I'm here for it. Love is a beautiful thing.
Agreed. If you're happy and you're so caught up in it that you want to show, you know, be romantic in public, who cares?
100%.
The New York Times is here for it, and then I'm here for it. Makes me smart. All right, now for the dating question stumping the internet. If a man asks a woman on a date, should he also ask where she wants to go? Some guys feel it's a no-win situation. If you don't ask, you seem controlling, but if you do, you appear weak, cute.
Who's that?
Uh-oh.
There's your man.
There's PDA, you guys, for you.
Cheryl, do you want a man to take charge? Well, obviously you're married, but did you like it when your husband was first courting you? Did you like it when he took charge?
Absolutely. I think it's important that if you're asking a woman on a date, that you get to know her and know her interests, and then you listen so that you remember what she said, and then plan from there. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, just looking straight at you. I'm looking inside your soul.
Yeah.
That's usually how it goes when I'm between two women. I get the energy. But no, I'm a fan. I'm the type of person that likes to take charge. Like, if I'm asking you out on a date, I'll probably have a couple of spots in mind and then get back to you and send you a little, meet me here at 9 and send you an address. Like, I'm the guy.
You're fun, 9. I'd be like, ooh, make that 7.
So now that I'm married, though, I'm definitely like, I'll plan.
I can't nap because then I get uglier off the nap. Anyway, wait, how big do you like to go first date? If you're asking a girl out, you're into her, you're not sure how into her, how much effort?
Well, I think it'll be a nice restaurant. I mean, you gotta build up to something. You can't give her the whole kit and caboodle on the first time. You gotta be able to like level up.
So I agree.
Probably McDonald's to start.
No, Victor, don't do it.
What are you talking about?
Don't do it.
By the way, that's
my wet dream. By the way, the apple pie.
The apple pie.
You know they did the peach as limited edition.
I just love the McFlurry.
See?
But you're
not for dessert.
This
McDonald's,
is
maybe.
Saying, but you're not doing that. You're not taking a girl.
We're going to the rooftop of the world for story or something like that. We're doing it. She knows it there. Look.
Victor, you're very sweet. I want like everything.
I'm speaking Morgan's language today. This is great.
Bottega Waldorf. I'm like, oh my God, Justin's never coming back. I think a man should definitely take charge. I appreciate it. If a man's asking you out, it's on him. If I ask a man out, I will take charge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I will pick the restaurant and I will make time and all of that.
And when I'm married, I will take charge.
Yeah.
I am married and I do take charge. 100%. I'm a control freak.
Aren't we all? Ugh. I am such a control freak.
I'm working on that currently in therapy.
It's hard.
It is.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Got real dark fast.
Fast. Yeah. All right, ever call your partner the old ball and chain? Talk about dark. Well, a Ukrainian couple took that literally and handcuffed themselves together for 3 months to work through some relationship issues. They went to work together and even took turns going to the bathroom while the other waited outside the door. No surprise, it did not work out. They broke up as soon as the handcuffs were removed. I guess I have to ask, but would you guys ever do this?
Did they wipe over or under?
Oh, God.
And also, like, if you're going to break up right after, why don't you just take the handcuffs off earlier?
Right?
What if
they wanted to make some sort of, like, record-breaking.
Oh, is that
something.
Are they in the Guinness Book now
for
that?
Yep, I think so.
Really?
Are they? You guys did the research. I just show up, so I don't know. Are they?
They may be, but why do all of this? Also, this is just like every couple in quarantine last year. Like this, they didn't need to be handcuffed. They were just in a house together.
I know.
The entire year.
My husband and I were in a house. We never saw each other because he loves the outdoors.
Was he with the toads? Was he with the reptiles?
Toads.
Got it. Okay.
And I was with my newfound passion, diamond painting.
Diamond painting.
Right. So. I love rhinestones. Rhinestones love me.
Okay.
And I put rhinestones on a canvas, and it's so crazy, but it's so relaxing and meditating.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real thing, guys.
Wow.
Took that up during the pandemic. So I'm indoors, Matt's outdoors. We never see each other.
That's how you make it through a pandemic.
Totally.
You just make sure there's some space. Did you have a good pandemic one?
I did. I just did a lot of things with my daughter. We golfed a bunch because it was that was the only sport that you could actually do socially distant.
Right.
So we golfed a bunch. My daughter's been golfing since she was 5.
So nice.
I just found different things to do, like to stay busy and stay active.
I got pregnant.
That's very active.
That's what I did. After the break, Jada Pinkett Smith gets candid about her past addiction struggles. How bad did it get? Cheryl's also sharing her personal story, and that's next.
Wait, you had a pandemic, baby. Okay.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Alcohol, ecstasy, and weed. That was Jada Pinkett Smith's go-to cocktail. Here she is talking all about it on Red Table Talk on Facebook Watch.
I could drink almost anybody under the table. I was drinking hard in high school, too. And when I got out here, I was doing cocktails. So, ecstasy, alcohol, weed.
Whoa. What a combination.
You were having a good old time.
Let me tell you, I was having me a little bar.
You be getting
I was
down.
Like, this is not cocaine. This is not heroin.
Ecstasy?
I wasn't doing things that I thought was addictive. I got it quick. Like, once I was going for that third bottle of wine, I said, you've got a problem. And it was cold turkey that day.
That day?
That day, I just stopped.
Wow. That's a lot. All right, Cheryl, you've been sober for almost 3 years, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've been very open about all of your struggles. How do you feel about what Jada just said?
You know, I relate. I mean, I can relate to the fact that she just quit cold turkey, and that's what I've been doing, you know? And until just recently, I'm now part of a program, Alcoholics Anonymous. I felt like I didn't understand what people were saying when they say white-knuckling it, you know, or kind of just abstinence as far as being sober goes. Mm-hmm. So I do a podcast called Pretty Messed Up with AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys and Renee Elizondo, and those two are in a program, right? And I just never believed in it. I don't know why. I just felt like it was, to be honest, kind of culty, and I just didn't want to feel, I don't know, I didn't want to feel like I was a part of a group because I couldn't do it on my own. But then eventually, just recently, I was triggered, and I have a lot of personal stuff going on at the moment, and I felt like I wanted to drink again, and I just knew that I had to, in a way, ask for help, and that was me asking for help, was to talk about my feelings and to do it before, God forbid, I would have relapsed.
How?
Go ahead.
I'm curious, I just want to know, when did you know, okay, I have a problem? Like, when did that first sink in? Because I feel like that's the first step. I feel like most people are in denial for so long before they even acknowledge to themselves that something's wrong.
Honestly, it was those promises that I would make to myself, like I would never drink alone, or I would never drink if I had to work the next day. And then just as time went by, I would do all of it, and nothing was working. As far as feeling good, it started to kind of work against me. My father passed away a couple years ago, and my father was an alcoholic addict. And I was either gonna fall down that rabbit hole and check myself into the nearest rehab facility, or I was gonna just quit cold turkey. And I actually decided just to see if I could do it without even telling my fiance at the time.
Wow.
So it was a promise that I made to myself because I just didn't want the pressure. If I were to have, if I told Matt or whoever in my life, then it's almost like I was gonna break it, like that pressure, you know? Instead, I just kind of made it an inside secret within myself, and then it just became now almost three years.
Yeah. How did it affect you? Well, first of all, you're such a tremendous role model for even being here talking about this. Mm-hmm. And I know that takes a lot of courage. But how did it affect you socially and as well as like your relationship? Like, did it put strains on your relationship? Did it put strains on your friendships with not just mm-hmm. your friends, but like your family and things like that?
Oh, absolutely. So my husband and I actually dated 10 years ago, and then we broke up because I was in that stage of wanting to party. I came from a very like strict ballroom dancing community mm-hmm. where we kind of were treated like Olympians, right? So I didn't really have that life as far as drinking goes. Mm-hmm. Then I come to Los Angeles in 2006, and it's like I never went to college, and this was like a frat party, one big frat party, right?
Right.
We were being treated differently. We were out 7 nights a week. And then the drinking, I have social anxiety, and I deal with that every single day. So drinking for me was my way of being able to even just do a red carpet event, do an interview like this mm-hmm. or whatever, you know?
Well, wow. You're crushing it now.
That's a strong woman right there. Thank you so much for sharing that. We really appreciate that. It really takes people like you to step out and say, like, I had to go through this. This is what I did. Yeah. You can do this as well.
That's why I do it. I hope that somebody knows that they're not alone, you know?
I'm sure a lot of people feel that way now.
Mission accomplished.
Yes. After the break, Britney's new message to her haters, why she's telling them to kiss her ass. That's next. Britney Spears is telling her haters they can kiss her ass, you guys. It all went down after she posted this picture of her bare back. Well, some of her followers called her out for photoshopping her neck tattoo. And Britney hit back saying, I edited out my tattoo on my neck because I wanted to see what it could look like clean. And yeah, I like it better. So while you guys are talking behind my back, go ahead and kiss my ass, haters. I mean, we need to pick on Britney right now. Leave her the F alone. Isn't she going through enough? Like, who cares?
I know.
She doesn't like the tattoo.
Yeah, it is what it is. And girls do this all the time. There's Facetune, auto-tune, all these tunes.
All the tunes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All the tunes.
Girls pinching their backs, getting rid of tats. You never know on these Instagram social channels.
And it's like, why are we, you can't do that. You can't be for Britney and then do this. All right, so Britney might not want to move to Norway, though, because a new law over there says if influencers don't make it clear they've edited their photos, they could be fined or even imprisoned.
That's crazy.
Do you think it's a good idea?
I don't know about going to prison or being fined. I think that what we really have to think about is what example we're putting out there as far as body image goes, right? I think it's to find the good balance of like, okay, you can see if it's fake, you see what's real, and hopefully they don't influence, young girls who feel like they have to be a size zero to be beautiful.
Yeah, that's
I'm here for this. This needs to be brought to the United States. I'm tired of women on Instagram bamboozling
men. Go to jail?
Pinching their waist down, making their breasts larger, shrinking their feet. Then you see them in person.
Shrinking their feet?
And they look like Shaq. And you're like, you didn't look like this on your photos.
Your foot was five sizes bigger.
Do you edit your photos?
I do not edit my photos. I mean, do I look like I need editing?
You don't look
like
that.
Oh, my God. Things Victor can say and things I can't say.
Goodness.
Just for the record.
Goodness.
Do you edit your photos?
Sometimes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's a filter. Like, I do a little filter situation.
So
but I'm not like,
you don't like lift up
your butt.
No. So I purposely do not edit them. I will filter
them.
I have never. I don't have the app.
Well, filters. Isn't it filter edit?
Filters are fair game.
We're talking about like actually.
Oh, no.
I will put a grain.
Oh, you mean like fat on your arm and the
No one's got time for that.
No. That and also,
but some people do, I guess.
Really well. But I just feel like for me, if I start getting into that, that would get into my psyche and I would probably go and make things be different. And I just feel like it's better to just be who I am and like look the way
I'm gonna
look.
You also have to watch out that background. If it's a door, if you're behind a door,
and
then all of a sudden the door's all curvy.
The whole picture would be like swaying to the left.
If the doorknob is embedded into your hip,
there's a problem.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, not good. But like Britney, come on. She can do whatever she wants right now.
Yeah.
Bad news though. Apparently we've all failed snacking, you guys. Ritz Crackers just released this video and they say you're supposed to use the cracker edges like a knife to cut the cheese.
No.
I mean, I don't F with cheese, so you guys
How
are
about
try
the peanut
this?
Butter? You're supposed to, like, scoop the peanut butter with it as well?
Exactly. What about the peanut? Leaving peanut butter out. See, not everyone eats cheese, Ritz, but anyway. So this is wild, so obviously we have to see if it works. So it's time for the Ritz Cracker Challenge. I'm very excited. So ready, set, go. You guys go ahead. I'm
not
touching.
Are you racing?
I'm not touching the cheese.
I'm not touching the cheese, but I'm going to eat the cracker because I'm starving.
I don't know. Were these Ritz Crackers? The Ritz Crackers
just
in Patterson,
cut
New
the
Jersey,
cheese.
We're not cutting anything. Let's just be honest about that.
I can't do it. This is not right. It's not working.
Is it working?
Nope.
You're definitely causing a ridge.
Look, see, it broke.
There's something's
see,
happening.
Ritz, this is just false advertisement.
This is a lot of work.
Look
also, like, I'm just not.
Yeah,
is there like a shortage of knives? We can't just use
why
them?
Can't you use your two hands and just rip the
this
cheese?
This doesn't work, guys.
No.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying
like, what
here.
What do you guys think? This is like a dough. Ridiculous.
But,
oh, it's
you
kind
know,
of working. Hold on.
Ritz is smart because
look
now.
Wow.
Look at that. Oh, I mean, I broke half of the cracker.
Hey, Victor, while we're cutting the cheese here, Victor, I have a question for you.
Talk to me.
Why haven't you done Dancing with the Stars?
Woo.
Wow, you're going to put me on the spot here.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be honest with you. At the time, it was skewed for more of the older gentlemen, kind of the guys that were retired. That's kind of come full circle now, so I'm not opposed to it.
You would do it?
I said I'm not opposed. I didn't say I would do it.
I think you'd be great.
I think I need to see your...
Speak to my agents offline. I'm trying to get...
I need to see some moves.
Is this
come
the music?
On. Yep, while we're cutting the cheese. I'll cut the rest of your cheese.
Is it going to... What
moves you got to get up and help
see?
Him.
Come on. All right.
You got to do some sort of... I love having to host, so I don't have to do
this. Why are we... This? See, I'm in this...
Oh, wow. Are we in Ibiza? Where are we?
We're at a club.
Morgan, what are you doing? Did we dance? It's Friday.
Morgan, you got those...
I have free food here. I'm not...
It's way too early.
I feel like I'm in a jazzercise class.
I got to do
you know what? No, that was good.
Dancing with the Stars, you need to call Victor.
Give us a better clap. We have Cheryl Burke.
Coming up, you guys, Sophia Carson is here. We're getting the latest on her new song, The Descendants, and what it's like working with Meg Thee Stallion. Don't go anywhere.
That was good. I'm gonna
you need song. To do.
Oh my God, that's a little taste of Sophia Carson's hot new single, He Loves Me But. And Sophia is joining us now on Dating Talk. You look damn good in that video.
Thank you.
I like
so
the green.
Much.
I love this. It
Thank
looks so
you.
Good.
You Thank
you. Tell us. Tell us about the song. Tell us about the inspiration behind it. Give us everything.
This song is called He Loves Me But, and it's the next chapter of my story. And it's basically what happens after you fall in love into kind of a deceiving love and they break your heart and they say, what we've all heard too many times, I love you, but I wanted to write a song that wasn't a heartbreak song or a song dedicated to him, but it was like a witty turning on its head of that saying and just make it like a witty celebration of freedom. The song that you sing with like your sisters and your best friends totally. After you've had your heart broken, you're like, you know what? I'm fine.
Have you ever been in that situation where a guy's like, I love you, but?
I mean, it's definitely based on a true story.
Okay.
So that's what I'll say, but yeah, awesome. I think we've all kind of been there.
I feel like that's where you
in totally. Some way.
You pull absolutely. The most, when you're writing these songs, it's probably best to pull from personal
absolutely.
Inspiration, yeah. right?
Absolutely.
All right, so we all got to know you as Evie and Disney's Descendants, right? We know the cast was a tight-knit group.
Yeah.
Do you stay in touch with everybody?
We do, yeah. We have a group chat and, you know, every year there's like certain special occasions throughout the year that always kind of bring us together, but it's been a while since we've seen each other because of obviously quarantine and stuff, but it's something like that bonds you for a lifetime and we really became like a family.
That's so nice. I feel like it's so weird that you get to work on projects with people that you truly become family and stay in touch even after it's
yeah,
over.
Yeah, absolutely, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
So I hear your first CD ever bought was Britney Spears.
Yeah, it was.
Totally, I can relate to that. What do you think of what's going on right now with her and all the drama, I guess, surrounding her life?
It's heartbreaking, and I think we all wish just peace and happiness for her is all that we can pray for and give her the support that she needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. You teamed up with Meg Thee Stallion, though, for a Revlon commercial. What was that like? Any fun behind the scenes? She's amazing, right?
She's amazing, and also I was like, I've never been cool. Ever, like not
you're
yesterday.
Cool.
So cool.
No,
you're let me tell you.
I mean, thank
so
you.
Cool.
I think
look
the picture's
this.
Making
Desert.
Me look way cooler than I am.
Yeah.
Thank you. But Meg is just like so cool and so powerful. And, you know, it's amazing to be a part of a brand like Revlon that really represents beauty on, you know, on all sides
Absolutely.
And all faces of beauty so that me and Meg can be in the same commercial about mascara. And it's all about who we are on the inside and being bold and empowered, and that's really who she is. So it was really cool. We shot it actually during COVID in New York in the streets of Brooklyn, and it was awesome.
How amazing was
that?
Okay, I have a question. I'm going off the cuff here. Tell me some of being in this industry, you learn things along the way. What are some of your top beauty hacks? Something you've learned, some of your beauty tricks.
Top beauty hacks?
Like, how do you get your hair so sleek?
So my hair, yeah, so
bad
for
hair.
My hair, thank you. You know those little, like, surfboard-looking clips?
Oh, yes.
I, like, live and die for those for my hair to keep this all nice and flat.
Okay.
And then, I don't know, I think...
one beauty
kind of
product you can't
brows,
live without.
You have
I would say brow gel.
Okay.
And loose powder.
It's all about powder,
it's
which
all
I forget
about.
Halfway through the show, I'm like, I
it's
need powder,
so
and I forgot.
It's so true. It's all, like, the loose powder goes very
What's
long
the difference
way.
Between loose powder and just the one
Oh, actually,
that's not
I don't
loose.
Know. I'm just used no. to using the loose oh, one, but I think okay. it does something
it's,
on camera.
It's loose
oh.
is not
yeah.
as heavy. It
yeah, so
it's
a bit
fresher. It really just targets oh. the shine. Trust me, you guys, I could write a book on shine.
Did you really?
Oh,
of course
my God.
You did.
No, I could have.
I thought you said I read a book on shine. I'm like, there's a book on shine.
Listen, I was.
What else are you working on?
I'm actually writing my. Actually, wait, no, I can't say that yet. But I'm writing something really exciting. I almost found something. But I'm working on a lot of music right now. I'm writing the next chapter of the story, and I'm also producing my first film.
Wow.
That I'll be starring in and writing the music for as well. That I start shooting in August. It's called Purple Hearts, and it's really exciting. Really, really exciting.
Oh my God! You have a lot going on.
Thank you.
You are amazing. I'm so excited for your new song.
Thank
all
you.
All of this looks so good. You look
Thank
amazing.
You.
amazing. You guys, Sophia's new single, He Loves Me But, is out now. Thank you so much for joining us. And still ahead, you know we love a good reality TV feud, so we're playing Dude, What's the Feud? Wow. To see if we can answer questions like this. And on Monday, set your DVR because we're getting marriage secrets from Chip and Joanna Gaines.
God help us all.
Is this true?
They're recording.
She's tired of the
tool belt,
you know, character.
No,
she's like,
okay,
let's move on.
Next question.
Okay, let me save you on this one, Joe. So you guys are together 24/7, five kids, lots of this interaction. Do you guys ever need a break from each other? And if so, what are we doing to get a break?
It's really sad, and this is actually true. I need zero breaks from Joe. And Joe's like, can we just take a little break? I mean, just a couple of days apart for a girls' trip.
Wow, we've all week we've been celebrating Hollywood's top competition shows and the contestants who are in it to win it. So, but when it comes to Celebrity Family Feud, it seems the cast of Grown-ish may have struggled. Listen to what they just told us.
I don't want Trevor to speak because he's going to get on me.
No. It's the strategy is just to say things that make sense. And that's what we're going
to
do.
It makes sense to me. The question was off-putting. Yara can vouch for me.
I don't want to spoil it, but, you know, as much as our characters get ourselves into trouble that doesn't make sense, I was surprised, to say the least, by our performance. And I feel like I see all of us as pretty rational human beings. And I don't know if that comes through in our Family Feud performance.
Their showdown with the cast of Good Trouble airs July 18th on ABC, and we'll have more with the Grown-ish stars next week. All right, get excited because America's soon-to-be favorite game show is back. It's time to play Dude, What's That Feud? Everyone was so excited I wanted you guys to join in. I waited to see if you would. All right, up first, what pair, you guys ready?
Ready.
What pair of Beverly Hills Housewives got into it over accusations involving lying, selling stories, and puppies? Was it A, Lisa Vanderpump and Denise Richards, B, Lisa Vanderpump and Lisa Rinna, C, Lisa Vanderpump and Dorit Kemsley, D, Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle Richards? They don't pay me enough for this. Who was first? I don't even know.
D, Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle Richards.
That's not you have
still get to choose?
I'm going to give a story to Radar Online, and then I'm going to go to TMZ and refute a story I've given to Radar Online.
That's what everybody thinks, yes.
Wow, can I tell you, I thought it was Dorit.
I thought you don't watch TV.
I was a good guess.
All right,
I see what's
stay in the game. I'm holding this microphone, so you don't have to care.
Okay.
Okay, which Jersey Shore star almost threw a bottle at their longtime frenemy during an argument involving pierced nipples? Was it A, Ronnie and Mike, B, Snooki and Angelina, C, Jenny and Angelina, D, Mike and Polly? All right, Victor.
That's special.
I'm going to go Mike and Polly.
Okay, let's see.
Wow.
Have you ever gotten into a fight over pierced nipples?
No, not pierced nipples.
You would just
nipples.
Grab
a fight over everything.
Earrings if you really want to.
Okay.
So 1 point for you and no point for you. What we're going to do now, we're going to change it up. You guys, we're going to let you both guess no matter who who hits the thing first.
Okay.
Which pair of beloved pop artists got into it with each other over a country song on their competition? Was it A, Christina Aguilera and Adam Levine, B, Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey, C, Nick Jonas and Kelly Clarkson, D, Paula Abdul and Katy Perry?
I just felt like I needed to do it.
Okay. Do you have a guess?
Nick Jonas, and I forgot the name afterwards.
And there we go,
yeah.
Because
they're both kind of
Jewish, right? I should go against, just to go against
them. No, okay, fine. Rebecca, I tried. Show us the clip.
We're kind of like making them change their minds.
No,
you know,
she can be whoever she wants to be.
Asking who she is.
Watch the tape back and you'll understand.
Really? Is that what you do? Is that what you do?
I haven't read one.
It just said, okay, got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't specify which show. Tricky. Okay, fine.
It's okay.
As my mic falls out of my body. Okay, so none of you got the point. Sorry. All right, turns out Girls Next Door weren't that close, who once said they were never even really friends with their co-stars. Was it A, Kendra Wilkinson? You should get this right, Victor. B, Holly Madison, C, Bridget Marquette, or D, Krystal Heffner?
I just said that early just because I wanted to beat her.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Krystal Heffner.
Okay, all right, let's see the answer.
That's gonna be wrong.
We were never even really friends to begin with. We all just kind of lived together and knew each other.
Any sports questions on here?
No.
Just wondering.
Okay, who won the
finals are here.
Who won the Heisman Trophy in 1995?
In 1995, it was probably Desmond Howard?
That's so
That's
annoying.
Just a guess.
Is that right?
Someone right. fact check me on that okay, later fine. In the show.
Which member, that says Justin, I'll remember that. Which member of a former reality couple said they don't have a relationship with their ex? Was it A, John Gosselin, B, Kate Gosselin, C, Jessica Simpson, D, Nick Lachey?
Landslide, take it away.
Nick Lachey.
Okay, for the answer,
what's your relationship like with your ex-wife, Kate, now?
We don't have a relationship right now. So we don't talk, nothing. It's very nothing.
There you have it.
I can't wait to say that. It's very
Cheryl,
nothing.
You won. Like, you really beat him. I'll take another trip. I wish we had a prize for you. We have some more Ritz crackers. You can take those home. Okay. After the break, the National Spelling Bee winner makes history. We've got that and other feel-good stories you don't want to miss. That's next.
Leave me hanging.
Sorry. Good job.
Oh, my God. My mic.
It's been the best year of my life, I would have to say. Everything that's really happened to me in 6 months usually happens to an artist in 2 or 3 years. It's been a little bit overwhelming for me, but I'm having a lot of fun. This is something I've always wanted to do, and I'm really enjoying everything that's really happened to me.
Damn, that song. Wow, we all just got chills. It has been 25 years since LeAnn Rimes' hit song Blue launched her career. That album made her a 2-time Grammy winner at just 15 years old.
I mean, that voice, so though, old. Like that range.
That
I'm
voice.
No voice expert, but that was amazing.
Out of control. I just had
you
chills.
You could hear this, how special her voice
her
is.
Soul.
Even in that short clip, you could hear, like, it's.
Damn. Like, we need more music from her.
Totally.
100%.
I feel like we don't hear from her enough.
I do love that she talks about mental health, though. I love it.
Very true.
Very open.
Very, very important. Okay, so before we go, you guys, let's kick off the weekend with some feel-good Friday stories for you. The Scripps Spelling Bee is back, and it just made history. Eighth grader Zayla Avant-Garde just became the first Black American winner. She is also a basketball She is also a basketball prodigy. She wants to play for Harvard someday and hopes her win inspires other African American girls. What is happening? How does one person like this exist?
This isn't. This
overachiever.
Is just incredible.
Is she kidding?
She's I think this is a great example. First of all, I need Kennedy to start watching these clips because she's behind, apparently. Yeah. In this,
she is not behind.
She's definitely behind. She's not juggling and dribbling a basketball right now.
But she's like already in high school.
She might as well be, exactly. But this is, I love this because it shows not just little Black and brown girls all over the world.
Absolutely.
But all little girls and boys, period, to understand that they can achieve anything they set their minds to.
Absolutely.
And they can be great at whatever they want. You know what I mean? They don't have to be pigeonholed or boxed into anything. They can literally try anything and be great at it and put it out there for the world to see.
And have this kind of success.
Absolutely.
And I guarantee you she will probably play for Harvard one day playing basketball.
100%.
Totally.
So good for you. Congratulations. We are so excited. Next, we are taking weekend inspiration from this boat driving baby. Look how happy he is to be out on the water.
I mean,
probably
he's like
one of
Benjamin
the
Button.
Clips.
You know, you can tell he's got like an old soul.
100%.
I love that. And it's
so cute.
He's steering as well.
No, he's hitting gears. He's like, we're going faster.
Look at their eye contact. Do you see that? That interaction.
Oh my God. I have to say, like, if this was like a year ago, I would have been like, this is cute. But when you have a baby and they cry and they smile, it's like a different, it hits you different. So that's very sweet. So cute. All right, the Tokyo Olympics start in 2 weeks, you guys, but one fan already took home the gold medal for best tribute. Check out this incredible top motion piece an artist made to celebrate Simone Biles.
Wow.
It's amazing. They should make this as a commercial for sure.
Simone, but I'm sure they'll commission this and make it a commercial during the Olympics or something. But
damn,
Simone
I just
Biles
love
is
her
incredible.
Are you kidding? Who can do that?
I mean, maybe
my
me,
dream.
But I don't know.
Did you just say maybe you?
Possibly. I mean,
I can barely sit in this chair correctly, and she's like flipping.
If I take a hit of toad venom, I bet you I can do that.
And then do
100%.
It on. And put some spandex and rhinestones
with
on.
Toad venom, you can do anything, probably.
I
and
like
I'll be stress-free. So.
All right. And runner Allyson Felix has qualified for her fifth Olympics more than 2 years after surviving a life-threatening pregnancy. Wow. She was told she'd retire, was too old, and couldn't get her body back into shape. But Allyson's proving them wrong with her biggest fan at her side, her daughter, Cammy.
This is incredible. I've done some Nike stuff together with Allyson throughout the years, and she's just a tremendous human being. great moms. Good to see you back out there doing what you love to do, even when everybody said you can't. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Allison and shout out to the Team USA. Right?
I mean, unbelievable.
She sets such a good example too, because like a lot of people say that once you have a baby, once you're pregnant, your career's over, especially as an athlete. And
yeah.
She's just proving that that's not true.
You guys. It's absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me on Friday, you guys. Next week on Daily Pop, we're talking to Zendaya, Chip and Joanna, Jason Sudeikis, and so much more. Set your DVRs right now so you don't miss a thing. Bye.
Toad venom, guys.
Smoke that toad venom.